call me Ollie or something. Ollie.
Somebody called you.
Brandon Ollie. It's been a while.
What's your boy doing for that?
Yeah. Your boy. Oh, he's your boy now. Yeah.
How tough has it been? Offensively, you guys have had to consistently go 80 yards. It seems like you haven't gotten a ton of short fields. Is it uncommon that you haven't been able to start?
You know, we really haven't looked at that, to be honest with you. Like I said, our job is to score points and every opportunity. And, you know, we've got to score more points. And, you know, that whether it's a short field or a long field, our job is to move the ball and score points.
15th in yardage, but 30th in points. So do you feel like the points are going to start to catch up with
you? You'd like to
yardage?
Believe that when you look at, again, it's kind of every year as you look across the board statistically, we're somewhere in that 15 to 20 range in most categories other than scoring and really third downs. We've got to get better at third downs. We've got to get better at scoring offense.
Are you encouraged by the work you've done in the red zone over the last couple of weeks?
It's been a priority. Certainly started, and it'll remain a priority. Gus has always put a big emphasis on red zone at practice in different situations. But red zone's a big part of his focus and what we're doing on both sides of the ball. So I think it's a matter of really again being aware of who we're targeting, where they're at. But I think Blake's become more comfortable with the red zone package. I think you probably got a chance to see some of it in training camp, and we felt like it was a good part of what we were doing, and we just had to get back on track, and hopefully we can stay on track.
How do you balance Blake's keeping the ball and his aggressive? Like you go back to that throw to Mercedes, Julius.
I just think again, it's experience, and sometimes we say if you haven't experienced it live, it's about watching so much tape of watching, and that's what we say. A lot of the time spent, and not during the season, but in the off season, when people say, "Well, why would he be watching other?" We're always watching other players in situational football all the time, so you can learn as much as you can. So when that situation comes up in a game. You're kind of aware at what the defense is going to be playing, how they're protecting the field there. So it's, to me, it'll come with more experience, and I got to do a better job of preparing him for those situations, and understanding the importance of points in that situation. He's a quick study, like I said, and a good learner. So, I think it's a valuable lesson.
Looks like the Bills won't have Kyle Williams, but how formidable is that front that they have?
Yeah, very good. One of the top fronts in the NFL. Really, when you look at them, statistically this year they haven't been as good as they've been in the past, but obviously very strong.
Is one of the characteristics of a really good quarterback somebody that's hard on themselves when they make mistakes?
Oh, no question. I think that's you can't coach that. Either he's extremely competitive or he's not, and I think that's one of the things that I know Dave Caldwell and the manager they did when they evaluated the quarterback position. It's really how competitive is that player? And I mean, there's a number of other things that go into the formula, but competitiveness is certainly at the top.
Is there a detriment? Can anyone go over the top with that though?
Oh, you can, but I think that's what we talk about. You know, you've got to learn to play one play. To one play to the next play, and we're one play at a time. You'll hear guys saying, and it's no more important than at the quarterback position. And so, if a guy can't let go of a mistake and it carries the next play, that's when it becomes a problem. But certainly, I think he'll gain the respect of his teammates when they see how hard he competes on every play and how important it is to him when a play doesn't succeed.
Go ahead. I think Julius had like 13 targets. Is that a number that you like? Are you hoping that stays there? Or was it not?
It's probably a little bit on the high side, somewhat, especially for him, you know, in his first game back, really. Looking at this number of snaps that he had, we could have probably pulled back some of those snaps. I know we had some injury issues that forced us in the end to have to play the tight ends. So there was a fatigue issue there. I think amongst the group of receivers as a whole. But it's certainly he'll be one of those players that will be targeted along with Hernsey and A-Rob. And, you know, we feel good about that, like I said, about the wide receiver crew. So he'll become a big part of that as well. And we're just real excited to have him back.
A lot of reads are done pre-snap. Is Buffalo and Rex Ryan more of a post-snap because they drop guys and they bring guys from different?
Very difficult to prepare for and very difficult. Just overall, because of all the different looks that they give you, they make it very hard to game plan for because they have so many different looks, so many different fronts, and so many different coverages and a multitude of pressures. So, it'll take a lot of preparation on our part, but we'll have a long plane ride to work on it.
How do you get Blake ready up to speed for something like that? He hasn't faced anything quite similar.
Yeah, again, it'll come down to his preparation, and that's been a big part to me of his growth so far is he does prepare every week, and that's part of, again, that position of playing quarterback. You've got to forget, you know, so much of what you just had learned and put so much time into the previous week and get started on the next opponent. And I know he's moved on, and he's already knee-deep in the Bills right now.
This is too general, but the running game getting me going, is it just persistence? Is it what?
Yeah, a number of things. I mean, we've certainly, that's an area we've got to get better at, John. There's no question. And it's become a priority for us in practice. We'll at times here recently we'll stop practice and to just let them know now we're talking about the running game now. It's not just any other period here. So, but it's still a work in progress, and we've got to get better at it.
What have you seen from Neil Sterling that made you ready to call him up now?
Well, he's been here certainly, and he's shown flashes at times on the different show teams and car teams, and an individual. He's worked hard to get better, and the fact that we've had some guys go down, and he's here in the building, and he's shown at times in practice that he can be a playmaker and he can make plays, and that the game's not too big for him when he goes up against our defensive players in a practice situation. He's done some good things. So it's an excellent opportunity for him, and we're looking forward to see how he responds.
Is it too early for him to play defense on offense this week? Would just be special teams player or the investment he might?
Well, I think, you know, again, based upon where we're at, he's got to be ready to go wherever he's called upon, whether it be special teams or – now, certainly we're not going to overload him and ask him to play multiple positions, but he's got to be ready to play one of the positions at wide receiver.
Which one would that be to start off?
It'll most certainly probably be an outside receiver.
You said you stopped and practiced it. Okay, this is the running game. So, but how do you get it better? What specifics do they have to do to get better?
Yeah, again, it's a little bit scheme. We can do a better job of scheming how we're going to run the football. It's for us, it's finishing plays physically, you know, almost to the echo of the whistle. I think we can finish better when we watch tape. We can finish better. A technique, again, that's part of it. Again, that's why we stop it. Hey, this, you know, you got to rely a lot now in all areas of the game, but in this particular area right now, we're just a little bit on edge on certain plays, and we can do a better job technique-wise and better job finishing. And again, we'll do a better job schematically of finding ways to open the holes up for these backs.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.